اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي لا يبلغ منحته القائلون ولا يحصي نعماءه العادون ولا يؤدي حقه المجتهدون الذي لا يدركه بعد الهمم ولا يناله غوص الفطن الذي ليس لصفته حد محدود ولا نعت موجود ولا أجل ممدود فطر الخلائق بقدرته ونشر الرياح برحمته ووتد بالصخور ميدان أرضه والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين خاتم النبيين سيدنا الممجد بشيرنا المصدق نذيرنا المعيد المصطفى الأمجد محمود الأحمد الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم محمد. بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المطهرين المكرمين الذين قال عنهم الرسول اللهم إن هؤلاء أهل بيتي وخاصتي وحامتي لحمهم لحمي ودمهم دمي يؤلمني ما يؤلمهم ويحزنني ما يحزنهم أنا حرب لمن حاربهم وسلم لمن سالمهم وعدو لمن عاداهم ومحب لمن أحبهم إنهم مني وأنا منهم فاجعل صلواتك وبركاتك ورحمتك وغفرانك ورضوانك علي وعليهم وأذهب عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لعنة الله على أعدائهم ومنكري فضائلهم من أول يوم ظلمهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد, respected Maulanas, brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم كتابه الكريم وهو أحسن القائلين, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين من عند ربها. آمنا بالله, صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات الله. We are congregated today to commemorate the shahadat of our fifth imam, the grandson of the holy prophet of Islam, the son of the Marid Karbala, the grandson of Sayyid al-Shuhada, our fifth imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir, salawat the imam of outstanding virtues and attributes, of merits and characteristics, one of the holy Ahlul Bayt, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the holy verse that I mentioned and I recited in the beginning of this lecture, mentions and refers to them as the great word, like a pure and holy tree in which the roots are in the sky and its sustenance is from Allah. And our sixth imam in Al-Kafi says, we are this pure tree and the fruits of our tree is the ulama who narrate our hadith. This is the Ahlul Bayt whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mandatory the following, the love and the wilayah. For it is narrated in an established hadith that when a mu'min dies and goes through the stage of barzakh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create for him certain objects that will protect him from calamities and punishment. When he looks around himself, he will see these objects protecting him. He will see on his right hand side one thing and his left hand side one thing. So these creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask each other. The one on his right hand side will ask to the other on the left hand side, what are you? The one on the right hand side will say, I am the salah. The one on the left will say, I am the Saum, the fasting. The one under the feet will say, I am the Hajj and Umrah. The one behind him, protecting him, will say, I am the Salat al-Rahim, visiting of the family. But there is one that is most supreme and bigger and has more light than every other creation that is created by Allah to protect this individual, and that creation is above the head of the mu'min. So all of them will then ask this creation of Allah, what are you? It will say, I am the love and the following of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allah. Ja Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, the great companion, the Holy Prophet, Allama al-Mufid mentions that this companion once was walking in the city of Medina. At that particular time, he was not able to see. So there, at that time, our holy fifth Imam came to him. He said salam to him. Then Jabir answered, alaykum as-salam. He said, who are you? He said, I am Muhammad ibn Ali. He said, come towards me. He came towards him. He kissed his hands. He kissed his feet. He cuddled him. So Imam tells him, why are you doing this? He said, oh Imam, when I was with the Holy Prophet, he said, you shall be old enough to meet one of my grandsons whose name will be like my name, who will split knowledge like no one else has, who will have of the wisdom and the virtue like no one else at this time will have. This is our holy fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir salawatullahi alayhi wa sallam. He was born to a holy family, not only because his father was ma'soom and of the Ahl al-Bayt, but his mother also was the daughter of our second Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba salawatullahi alayhi wa sallam. His upbringing was completely pure and he attended and was there in the battlefield of Karbala noticing the massacre of the Ahl al-Bayt. Our holy Imam at that time took the opportunity to establish centers of knowledge, to spread the knowledge and of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking the opportunity of the turbulence that was occurring at that time during or on the Muslim Ummah, on the changeovers of the Khalifs at that time. One of the most important things that the Imam mentioned was re-established was this Islamic university to teach many different sciences such as philosophy, astronomy, mathematics, and so on and so forth. And there are many examples in history whereby a holy Imam demonstrates to the whole world the extent of the knowledge that the pure and infallible Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam possess. For once, the Khalifa of that time, Hisham ibn Abdul Malik, was visiting the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that time he saw our holy fifth Imam. He asked one of his companions, who is this person? Because the people are respecting him. He said, this is Muhammad ibn Ali. He said, is this the man whom the people of Iraq want to lead them into a revolution? He said, yes. He said, go and ask him a question. And at that time, the Khalifas wanted to bring down their imma to ask them difficult questions, but never were they successful. This man went to ask the Holy Fifth Imam. He said to him, the Khalifa asks you that on the Day of Judgment, what will be the food of the people? The Imam immediately answered. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment will make sure that the ground in which people walk is made out of bread, and there shall flow rivers of water where people can drink. Man returned to the Khalifa and he said, this is the answer. He said, subhanallah, go and ask him what about the people who will be suffering, the kuffar. He said, he went back to the Imam. The Imam said, the kuffar on the Day of Judgment will be too busy looking at the hellfire for them to think about food. And then when they think about food, they will have no more access to food, since they will ask the people of Jannah, as is referred in Surah Al-A'raf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Surah Al-A'raf, قُلْ أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. The people of hellfire, before they are judged on the Day of Judgment, will ask the people of Jannah, please give us some water or whatever has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given you. And our sixth Imam Ja'far ibn